the Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Welcome back to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. We're now joined by Mustangs head coach Tracy Johnson. 4-0 winners. Coach, it's another shutout for Sarah.
Yep, not surprised in the least. You know, she always shows up and is ready to go, and like I said, not surprised.
It's almost more surprising when she gives up a goal than when she gets a shutout. That, yeah. I think that says something to Sarah, who, with the win tonight, guarantees herself a 500 career record.
Yeah, which is great and just special for her with the hard work that she's put into this program and how far she's come for sure.
Now, you before yesterday's game, you put Chelsea back with McKenzie and Jesse, and tonight it was those three exclusively with the points. We haven't seen that, but maybe once or twice this year, because even, I mean, we talked pregame about how much you guys spread the puck around, but putting Chelsea back with McKenzie and Jesse certainly paid off tonight.
Yeah, their line really turned it on, and they were putting the puck in the back of the net for us, and you can't ask them to do much more than that. You know, I think the rest of the team definitely did their job, too. They had their chances, and it's important that each of your lines are doing well, too, even if they're not the ones putting the puck in the net. It's important they're doing their job to keep us, you know, in the lead.
Now, that second goal there, when you get to go watch it on GoPro, that might be the prettiest goal of the season. And I feel like I say that about every fourth game or so. But the passing there, and I thought more so than the passing, was the unselfishness. It was that extra pass at the end that gave that got the goal. And I just thought that was really a cool moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And once I saw that it was a 3-on-1 with them, I'm like, oh boy, let's see what they have for us. So it basically played out exactly like I thought it was going to. Wasn't quite sure which order and who was going to be the one that actually put it in, but I knew it was going to be some type of tic-tac-toe play.
Now, in the second period, I think it was, you guys had a delayed penalty call that you guys were going to go on the power play. You guys had one where you scored in the first period. The second period, you didn't score, but you kept the puck for, I want to say it was a good minute and 30 seconds. I joked on air that I think Sarah went to the drive-thru and got some food. But, I mean, it's an unusual sequence, and I thought you guys really were composed and really got some good quality chances.
Yeah, they did a great job with it, and that's the key. You know, when there's a delayed penalty and we have full possession of the puck, you want to maintain that possession of the puck and try to sneak in a goal if you can, because you get that extra attacker for free, basically, and then you still end up with a power play opportunity. So, you know, as you said, they did a good job with it.
You talked before the game about the energy in the building, and there's nothing like that Stevenson student section.
Yeah, they were definitely into it and cheering loud, and it's great to see. It's great to see that the support of our team and everyone coming out and wanting us to do well and being loud. It helps.
All right, well, you get through Daniel Webster, you get through Salem State. Now you set your eyes on the biggest weekend of the second semester in conference, Morrisville State. A sweep there would really solidify your chances for the number one seed.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely are keeping our eye on the prize and getting back to work on Monday. We've got to take a chance to obviously rest and recover and be ready to get back to it on Monday.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll see you in New York this coming weekend. Enjoy the win, enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks so much.